Hello and happy Saturday. I wanted to come on here real quick and share an encouraging word today. I've touched on this topic before several times, but I wanted to point out directly certain aspects. And just because this week I had one evening where I was feeling particularly brokenhearted about failures. And all of society has to deal with failures, their own shortcomings to a certain extent. I think that we, when you have an anxiety disorder or ADD, ADHD, or these things and the like, can cause you to feel like you make more careless mistakes than others do. And this can lead to feelings of inadequacy at work, in your relationships, in whatever setting that you are in. And so that is something that I was really dealing with heavily this week and praying through and seeking God. And there was just one evening where I just felt like I was really, really weary, and I just didn't know what else to do. And I have found myself at this point many times where I just don't feel like I can get back up and do that again or try again, because I feel like I know that I'm going to end up at the same point again. So, the Lord just really impressed upon my heart that we have to take it one day at a time. And there are so many verses. You can, I've mentioned this before as well, you can go to Google and type in what types of verses you need to encourage yourself, and it'll give you all the addresses. So, there are tons of verses about the concept of taking things one day at a time. So there is weeping that may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning is one. His mercies are new each day is another. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough troubles of its own. And the rest, paraphrasing, we're all given a measure of faith, which I take in this context to mean we have what we need, our faith, enough for just this day. We're not promised tomorrow is another verse paraphrase. We don't know about tomorrow. We only have today. So if you come to a day where you feel like you can't keep making all these mistakes and you feel like a failure, it's important to remember to take up your cross again and do it again tomorrow, because that's the life that He's called you to. So I want to just encourage you with that, and I want to say that God is bigger than your failures. And I read that somewhere on social media this morning, and I found it very encouraging. And I want to challenge you. I think that we all know that God's love is so great. We hear God covers a multitude of sin. We hear that He's bigger than our problems, than anything that He faces. But just the phrasing that God is bigger than our failures really jumped out to me. Because sometimes I could say, I know He's bigger than my sin. I know His love covers a multitude, but I don't have the strength to continue failing because it's embarrassing and it hurts to get back up over and over and over. But just to remember that our failure rather, can be covered by God no matter how many times we do that, because He's bigger than that. So if I truly follow him and love him, then I have to believe on a deeper level that there is a purpose in all these careless mistakes, in all these shortcomings, in all these little quirks that come with a part of being having a mental illness. So again, this isn't anything that I took a long time to prepare. I never want to have you think that this is something that I can do but you can't. So I just again looked up verses on failure, and I'll just kind of read some to you that I came across. Jeremiah 8:4, you know, if a man falls down, he gets back up again. Proverbs 24:16, the righteous may fall 7 times but still get up. Proverbs 14:32, but the godly have a refuge. 2 Corinthians 4:9, we are persecuted but God does not destroy us. We are hurt sometimes but we are not destroyed. Psalm 119:71, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes. That is definitely a deeper calling, a higher place, deeper waters to go with the Lord, to have that mentality and that frame of mind. So there are so many. I can keep going, but I just wanted to come on real quick and offer that word of encouragement to you today. I hope you have a great Saturday, and we'll speak again real soon. Until next time.